Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents Romance at Reindeer Lodge. Christmas scenes in a city square. Christmas lights on a large tree. Text, a Synthetic Cinema International production in association with Stargazer Films. Nikki Whelan, Josh Kelly, Nicola Galicia, Michael Cagnata. Robert Bine, Beth Broderick. James McCaffrey, Lindsay Hartley. Casting Director, Anthony Del Negro. Music, Mark Leggett. Editor, Brian Capri. Production Designer, Robert Wise. Director of Photography, Brandon James Maxim. Producers, Shane O'Brien, Zach O'Brien. Producer, Andrew Jernhardt. A Christmas Party in an Office Building. Text, Line Producer, Erica Joseph Hunter. A woman takes a glass of champagne from a waiter. Text, Executive Producers, Rich Lucas, Bonnie Farley Lucas. Written by Ron Oliver and Nicole Baxter. Directed by Colin Taze. The woman peers into an office where another woman works at her computer.
You know, Molly, if Santa catches you working, you're gonna get coal in your stocking.
Hey, Karen, I just have to finish this proposal.
You're missing all the fun. And Derek from accounting was asking about you. Didn't you guys go out once?
Mm-hmm. We had dinner.
And
all we spoke about was Derek from accounting.
She shuts her laptop and sets her glasses down.
Done. There are other eligible men out there.
Then maybe you should date them.
I would. I just don't think my fiancé would approve.
Yeah, I don't think mine would either.
Your fiancé?
Yeah. I'm engaged to Manchester Software. We're spending Christmas together here in the office.
So you're working through another holiday?
I am. Don't think of it as work. Think of it as love.
Hey, hello, everyone. Can I have your attention for just a minute? Hi, everyone. Merry Christmas. Hope you're all having a good time tonight.
The host turns to look at everybody.
Now, as most of you know, we've had a very good year here at Manchester Software. Our new product is very successful. And I'm very happy to report that our latest app just broke 500,000 downloads. So this is all thanks to you, my team, and all your hard work. But I'd especially like to thank Molly Clark, who went above and beyond the call of duty this year. Here's to you, Molly.
They raise their glasses to her.
Now, that being said, I wanted to find some extra special way to say thank you for all the good work. So, I'm closing down the office until the new year. You'll all receive full pay for the 2 weeks, of course.
People laugh.
But, I don't want to see anybody coming into the office. And that goes for you too, Molly. I mean it. I'm going to change the alarm code so you can't sneak in.
Molly looks to the side.
But anyway, look, just spend time with your families and your friends and celebrate the holidays together. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas. Raises glass to everyone.
Wow. I guess this means the engagement's off.
A man arranges documents in his office. Another man appears and knocks at the door.
Jared, just wanted to wish you a safe trip. Wish there was a better way to handle this, but I'm...
Don't worry about it. I understand. Didn't have any plans anyway.
Whatever happened to that young lady you were seeing?
Didn't work out.
That's too bad.
Won't be my first Christmas alone.
Yeah, listen, Jared, I'm sorry that,
I really should get going. And don't worry, I'll have this account off the books by the end of the year.
Great. Well, thank you. And Merry Christmas, Jared.
Merry Christmas, William.
William nods and looks in Jared's direction as he walks off. Molly and Karen in the back of a car drive past Christmas lights. Molly just looks down at her phone.
It's beautiful, huh? Hmm? The Christmas lights? They're beautiful this year.
Oh, yeah. I hadn't really noticed.
The city square at night full of Christmas lights.
Good night.
Molly gets out of the car.
Molly. Yeah. Look, I know Christmas is a tough time of the year for you, so why don't you have Christmas with us?
Karen.
Yeah, my mom and dad would love to have you. And, you know, Dave and I could use another grown-up around.
You guys are the sweetest. I appreciate it, but,
what?
I'm not very good company at Christmas.
Okay. Well, if you change your mind, will you let me know, please?
Yeah. Thank you.
They hug.
Merry Christmas, Molly.
Merry Christmas.
Molly rubs her hands together and looks up into the night sky. A large Christmas tree in lights towers into the air. It's morning in Molly's kitchen.
It sounds great. No, Mom, I'm fine. Besides, I've got so much work to do, I'm not even gonna realize it's Christmas. Uh-huh.
She pours herself milk.
Listen. Just enjoy the cruise and send me lots of pictures. I love you too. Merry Christmas.
That's part of our big Christmas getaway contest. You could be the next winner of our grand prize trip to Jamaica. Be the 15th caller and the prize is yours. The number is 555-SNOW and the lines are open now. Good luck. That's 555-SNOW.
Molly answers the phone.
Snow FM, who am I speaking to?
Molly Clark.
I'm sorry, Molly.
Oh, that's okay.
You're gonna have to pack your bags. You're on your way to Jamaica.
A suitcase gets filled with summery clothes. The airport with a large Christmas tree in the center. Molly walks the hallways with her suitcase and a flowery dress. Sign, Kaplan Airlines. She gets in line at the counter. She stands in front of a man. It's Jared.
I was actually standing in line.
Yeah, you were?
I was.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to go ahead?
No, it's fine. I'll just pull up the rear.
Okay.
They bend down at the same time and bump heads.
Oh.
Here. Ben.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Here. I'll...
Thank you.
Her hat falls off.
Sorry.
Spread the hat.
Yeah, thanks. I thought it would be perfect for Jamaica.
Have you ever been to Jamaica before?
Oh, excuse me. This is Molly. Hi, Mr. Roberts. No. I sent your proposal in for approval to the department head. You didn't get it back? Oh, well, let me check with the office. I mean, well, they're closed, but,
She hands the agent her passport.
Oh, no, I'm actually in line at the airport. I'm on my way to Jamaica. I won a contest.
You are aware of the...
No, Mr. Roberts, I will take care of it.
Yeah, but you know that...
You got it. Okay. Thank you. Goodbye. Here you are, Miss Clark. All set.
Okay, thank you.
Molly leaves. Jared shakes his head.
Mr. Davis, all right. You've already checked in online, traveling to Jamaica. Vermont.
Thank you.
Enjoy your flight, Mr. Davis, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, hi.
The snowy runway full of planes. Jared finds his seat in the plane. Molly's hat is in his seat.
Well, I sent you the proposal the night of the party. You should have got it in your email.
Yeah, well, Mr. Lyons called me, and he still hasn't received it. So
Molly removes her hat. Jared sits down next to her.
Miss, we've closed the door.
Oh, yeah, I won't be a second.
I need you to put the laptop away and turn your phone off, please.
Okay, okay.
She closes her phone and computer.
What a coincidence.
Yes, it is.
Jared stows some things, then turns to her.
So you won a contest, huh? Congratulations.
I overheard online.
Oh, yes. My first time to Jamaica. Looking forward to having my first authentic rum punch.
Jared looks down and frowns.
Are you traveling for business?
Me? No. I just needed to get out of the city for the holidays.
Oh, I know the feeling. Christmas is so overwhelming.
Not for me. I love it.
Well, you do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, snow, lights in the trees, hot cocoa by a fire.
I don't get it. If you like Christmas so much, why are you on your way to the Caribbean?
I'm not on my way to the Caribbean.
Oh?
No. This plane's going to Vermont.
What?
Molly stares out of the window as the plane goes down the runway and takes off.
This plane is too small.
Is there a problem?
Yes, I'm on the wrong plane. I'm supposed to be going to Jamaica, the real Jamaica with the sand and the beach.
Yeah, well, according to this, this flight was booked to the other Jamaica in Vermont.
So you're on the right plane, you're just going to the wrong place.
Yes, I know that. I'm trying to get a hold of the radio station, but I can't get online.
Ah, well, we don't have internet access to some of these smaller planes just yet.
Could you tell the pilot to turn the plane around to take me back to Chicago?
Well, I don't think the rest of the passengers would appreciate having their Christmas travel plans rearranged like that, but I'm sure as soon as we land, you'll be able to get it all straightened up.
Well, how long would that be?
Another 2 hours or so. And enjoy the flight.
Jared muffles his laughter to himself.
You're really enjoying this, aren't you?
No. No, I was just reading this really funny article about seatbelts.
You know, you could have told me back at the airport.
I tried, but you seem pretty busy.
Her mouth is open.
You know what? How about we just not talk to each other?
Okay.
Okay?
Fine.
He chuckles to himself.
Something to drink. You know, I'm kind of craving a rum punch.
The steward smiles to himself.
Pina colada?
She rolls her eyes and looks out the window. Snowy mountains. It's snowing on the runway. Molly grabs her suitcase.
Well, of course I read the ticket. Well, I looked at it, and nowhere did it say Vermont. Well, someone at your radio station is going to have to fix this because I am not spending my vacation in a snowstorm. What? Hello? Hello? Oh, great. That's just great.
Her phone is out of battery.
Hope everything works out for you.
Thought we weren't talking.
All right, sorry. Forgot. Okay, well, this is me not wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Me too.
She walks off. He smiles and turns back. Molly runs up to a Kaplan counter and picks up one of the phones on the counter.
Oh, come on.
She closes her eyes and hangs it up. An older man holds a sign that says Molly Clark.
Miss Clark?
Yes.
Well, You made it. Hi. I'm Chris, the owner of the Reindeer Lodge. Well, me and my wife are. Welcome to Jamaica.
I'm sorry. How did you know who I was?
Well, you're just about the last person here, and, well, I just figured that, let me give you a hand with it.
Okay, thank you. I need to get a hold of the airline. There's obviously been a mistake. I'm not supposed to be here.
Well, you're, Molly Clark, aren't you?
Yes, I am, but,
Well, we have a beautiful suite back at the inn, and it's all prepaid just for you.
They turn down the airport lights.
I appreciate that. Thank you. It's just,
Looks like they're closing down for the night.
Airports don't close.
Well, this one does. It's a long walk back into town from here.
You know what? I could probably come with you and figure this out in the morning.
Well, that's the Christmas spirit. Here we go. Just follow me.
Chris takes her suitcase. They walk outside. Snow falls down gently.
Well, it's good we're leaving now. There's supposed to be a big snowstorm blowing in. We'll be lucky to get home before they close the roads. Now, I hope you don't mind traveling with an extra passenger. He's another one of our guests for the holidays.
It's Jared.
Well, this can't be a coincidence.
The lit streets at night in the town. A row of storefronts.
Well, this is our Jamaica.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, we like it. How about some music?
He turns the radio dial.
Not much selection this time of year. Hope you like Christmas music.
I don't mind. Miss Clark.
Why not?
A large yellow house with Christmas lights. There's a deer figure with antlers on his bumper.
Sorry about the lights, folks. I wanted to have everything finished before you arrived, but Christmas just came too quickly this year.
Well, they still look amazing, don't they? The lights?
Yeah, no, I just never got into the whole Christmas decoration thing, you know. Spend all that time putting up the lights only to take them down a few weeks later.
Okay. This way.
Oh, here, let me.
All right, folks. Come on in. Honey, we're here.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Reindeer Lodge.
Molly and Jared, this is my wife.
She hugs them.
Hello.
Hello, Mrs.
Oh, no. Call me Penny. It's Christmas. There are no strangers at Christmas.
All right, then. Penny it is.
Dear, you need warmer clothes.
Oh, yes. Well, I wasn't expecting it to be winter.
There seems to have been some confusion about Molly's travel.
Oh, no, that radio station. Oh, I told those fellas to be sure and mention it was in Vermont. Well, you're in our Jamaica now. So let's just get you settled in and we'll take it from there.
Molly looks down.
Might not be that bad.
Looks like I don't have a choice. Here, I'll get that. Just
all right.
It's okay, thank you.
They all walk up upstairs.
Just right this way. Jared, you'll be in here.
Penny points to a door.
And Molly, you're just through here.
Hope you don't snore.
Molly gives him a glare.
Okay, here we go. I hope this room is okay for you.
The room is highly decorated.
Yes, it's very festive.
It's my favorite. The bathroom is right through there. If you need any more towels or linens, just let me know.
She nods.
I like to sleep with the window open a crack, but that's just me. Oh, and if you get cold, you can just slip into one of these. I like to keep extras for the guests. Okay, So if you think of anything else you need, don't hesitate to ask.
Oh, is there a password for the internet?
No.
Oh, great.
No, I mean, there is no internet.
Huh?
Our guests seem to like it that way. It helps them relax. So just make yourself comfortable, and we'll see you for happy hour.
Great. It's just great.
She turns to ornate decorations in the room. A red garland passes over the top of the window.
They're very nice people. I just wish there was another way to... I understand, but they do have till Christmas Eve.
One second. I'm gonna have to call you back. Come
here. He sets the phone down. There's a pile of documents on a table. Text, financial report. He turns them over and goes to the door.
Hi.
Hi, I don't suppose you have a power cord for one of these. I think the airport's trying to get a hold of me.
Sorry, not my brand. You could use mine, but the reception's not very good. I don't think the Reindeer Lodge is in the cell grid.
I don't think the Reindeer Lodge is in the 21st century either.
He smiles and leans against door.
Maybe have him try and call the hotel or something. And look, about earlier, I really didn't know that you didn't know.
That I was going to the wrong Jamaica? Yeah, I'm sorry, too. I didn't mean to be so rude. It wasn't your fault. I should have read the fine print.
He cocks his head.
So what do you say? We, rethink the whole not talking to each other thing? At least for tonight?
She smiles and they shake hands.
Deal.
Deal.
Happy hour. Come and get it.
Oh.
Hmm.
Shall we?
Maybe you'll get that rum punch after all.
A couple in an armchair.
So we were in the woods this afternoon for like an hour, but still no sign of them.
Yeah, they are going to show up, aren't they?
Well, that's the thing about reindeer. They're kind of shy. Now, they're accustomed to me and my wife, but sometimes it takes them a little time to get used to strangers.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Molly and Jared walk in.
Oh, here they are. Molly, Jared, this is Greg and Kayla. They're celebrating their first wedding anniversary here.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, wonderful. What brought you all the way out here?
Well, we are photographers.
Yeah, we're here making our first book. It's going to be Christmas prints, and we hope to include some actual reindeer in their natural habitat.
Mm, and we figure what better place than the Reindeer Lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, you have live reindeer here?
Yeah, it's a registered nature preserve.
All 1,000 acres.
So do you think we'll see some reindeer tomorrow?
Well, you never know exactly, but it's always worth a look.
Then look, we will.
Molly looks at a number of Christmas wood carvings on the mantle. Penny walks in with a tray of cookies and milk.
Those are beautiful. Did you carve them yourself?
Oh, yes. I've got the wood shavings all over my carpet to prove it. Brought some happy hour treats for everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And one for you.
Oh, this is, milk and cookies.
Molly raises eyebrows.
Oh, boy, that's my favorite.
I shouldn't give you any.
Why?
My tree is still outside, and Christmas Eve is a week away.
Well, I'm gonna get to it. Don't worry. There's a lot of work here at Christmas.
Sometimes our guests like to help us decorate.
Do they? Well, to Christmas in Jamaica.
He raises glass of milk.
To Christmas in Jamaica.
They bring their glasses together. The sun rises on Reindeer Lodge.
Molly, are you up?
Molly opens her eyes in bed and brings her head up.
I am now.
There's a phone call for you. Someone from the airline?
She gets out of bed and puts her slippers on. She's wearing a bright red nightgown. Greg and Kayla sit in an armchair in the living room.
It's right over there, dear.
Molly takes the phone from the wall.
Hi, this is Molly Clark. Very happy to hear from you.
Greg, why don't you read our Christmas question for today?
All right, absolutely.
Takes a piece of paper from a bottle.
In the 12 days of Christmas, how many pipers are piping?
Mm-hmm. The first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
11 days?
She holds a reindeer phone to her ear.
What am I supposed to do in the meantime? Merry Christmas to you, too.
She hangs up the phone and crosses her arms.
Well, that's not a very Merry Christmas face.
Well, every flight they have is booked until the end of the week. I mean, they said they would call me if there was a cancellation, but it's highly unlikely being the busiest time of year.
No. Tough break.
Well, not for us. The more the merrier at Christmas.
Absolutely.
Hey, look on the bright side. You guessed the right answer.
Hmm? Piper's piping. 11. You nailed it.
Yeah, you get to open the advent calendar today.
Jenny picks up the advent calendar.
That one.
Molly opens the box.
And don't forget to read what's written inside. That's your Christmas message for today.
She shifts in her place, then reads the note.
Every Christmas is a journey.
And sometimes the destination is a surprise.
Jared smiles. She eats the chocolate. It's snowing in the town. A person dressed as Santa Claus rings a bell on the sidewalk. Text, doing the most good. Molly in a clothing store.
Reindeer Lodge? Well, I haven't heard about that place in years. I used to take my kids up there when they were little. They had those reindeer tours. Do they still have those tours?
We haven't seen any reindeer yet, but we're hoping.
Oh, I don't think people are really interested in that kind of thing anymore. Maybe if you had a ninja reindeer robot, but... Oh!
Well, what about this? This is something very similar to what Rosemary Clooney wore in White Christmas.
No? Okay.
Molly grimaces.
I designed this for the mayor's wife. She wore it in the last Christmas parade to great acclaim.
It's not really me.
Well, here's something you can't say no to. This is going to get you under the mistletoe.
Do you have anything just a little less merry?
Less merry? Oh, well, certainly. I can find you something less merry. Be right back.
Kayla holds up a Christmas tie.
Do you think Greg would like this?
Well, you know, they traditionally say reindeer is the first anniversary gift.
I hope so. It's been a rough year. Business has been slow, and I'm just hoping to get everything right for us this Christmas. Sorry that you got stuck here, but it is a cute little town.
Yeah, no, it's not the town. It's just I usually avoid Christmas, and, you know, well, here I am stuck right in the middle of it.
You don't like Christmas?
Ah, it just brings up some memories.
Good or bad?
Bit of both.
Well, here it is. Utilitarian, but understated.
A sweater.
Less merry.
Molly and Kayla walk down the sidewalk.
So anybody special back home?
Oh, I'm not a relationship person.
That is ridiculous. I believe there's somebody out there for everyone.
Why do married people always say that to single people?
Hi, honey bus.
Kayla runs into Greg's arms and he lifts her up.
I got some great shots for the book. All we need now are those reindeer photos.
Ooh. You really like reindeer, don't you?
Oh, his grandmother always says that a reindeer is a symbol of true love.
It's actually a Nordic myth. Grandma's very old world.
Yeah, I know it sounds a little weird, but she always says that when a couple first meets, they go into the wilderness under a full moon and they see a reindeer.
It means they are destined to be together.
Forever.
You learn something new every Christmas.
Yeah, my grandma bought me my first camera. We want to dedicate this book to her, so we got to have those reindeer photos in there.
Why is it that my husband's so sweet?
They kiss in front of Molly.
Well, it doesn't take a reindeer to tell me you guys are going to be together forever. I'll catch up with you guys, okay?
Nice.
See, you didn't think I could get that,
no,
huh?
I knew you could get that.
You believed in me.
Molly in a gift shop talks to the owner.
Reindeer Lodge. Haven't thought about that place in years. My parents used to take me up there when I was a kid to see the reindeer. I didn't think anybody even bothered going up there anymore.
Yeah, well, we did. Anyway, I don't suppose you had a power cord to one of these, do you?
Yep.
Oh, great.
Well, I mean, I did.
Oh.
Yeah, I just sold the last one to, well, that fella right there.
Ah.
Jared with a gift.
I was gonna make you wait until Christmas, but I guess you can have it.
Thank you. At least let me give you some money for it.
It's a gift. It's Christmas.
Okay, then let me get you something.
Nah.
Oh, come on.
Has to be something special in here.
She walks up to a glittery reindeer ornament.
This is beautiful.
Well, those are actually all one of a kind. Handmade right here in Jamaica.
Dad got me something like this.
You know what?
Sorry, what?
You want to give me a gift? It's a place down the street. It sells Vermont's version of a Jamaican rum punch. Want to try it?
She tilts her head down and gives him a smile.
Why not?
A restaurant storefront. Inside, they sit at a table.
Here you go. Two hot buttered rums.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is Vermont's version of the Jamaican rum punch.
Okay.
They touch glasses and drink. She turns to him.
It's really good.
Would I steer you wrong?
Well, we are in Vermont.
So tell me about your reindeer.
Well, when I was growing up, we didn't have much money, so I used to make my own decorations.
Let me guess, toilet paper roll angels?
Exactly.
Marshmallow snowmen?
Those two. But I could never make a reindeer because I could never get the antlers or the legs right.
They're complicated animals.
They're very complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, one Christmas Eve, when I was 8 years old, my dad was on his way home from work, and he got stuck in a snowstorm. And then it was just me and my mom.
She nods.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. But that morning, there was a little gift under the tree for me, and my mom said that my dad had left it for me. So I opened it, and he had carved me this, like, perfect little reindeer. It was really sweet. I wish I knew where it was now.
She purses her lips. The waiter brings the bill. Molly takes it.
Christmas is complicated, huh?
Yeah, Christmas is complicated.
So, what about your mom? You don't spend Christmas with her?
No, she moved to Florida with her new husband, who's very lovely, and they're happy, but she has a new life and a new family. And I mean, they try and make me feel welcome, but I don't know, I just don't fit in anymore. What about your family?
Oh, it's just me and my dad. Not that close.
Well, that's sad. Is that why you spend Christmas alone?
Not exactly. It's just one of those things, you know?
He steps in front of her on the sidewalk.
I have an idea. Come with me.
He pulls her arm. They cross the street.
Come on!
They walk up to a horse-drawn carriage.
To the Reindeer Lodge, good sir. This is happening. Oh, we're doing it.
He helps her in. The chariot takes off down the street. Molly looks at him twice, then looks forward.
Sorry we're late, guys.
No, 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 you ran on time.
They pull up to the reindeer lodge.
Oh, wait, hold up. I gotta get that.
Greg takes a picture.
There we go.
Perfect.
Jared helps Molly out, then thanks the drivers.
Here you are. Thank you very much.
Jared looks at her. Molly smiles and looks back.
So.
Jenny walks onto the porch.
Wait, wait. Don't turn them on. I've got the cocoa.
Grab some cocoa, guys.
We have a tradition here at Reindeer Lodge. Every year, we always toast the Christmas lights.
All right. Everybody ready? Just hope I did this right. All right, here we go. Yeah. Hey! It's a Christmas!
The lights on the lodge turn on. They raise their glasses.
Christmas.
Oh. Molly and Jared clink glasses.
Beautiful.
They walk upstairs to their rooms.
Oh, I love that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely going in the book. Oh, look, that one came out perfect.
Yes.
So,
Jared stands in the hallway as Molly enters her room.
Did that change your mind about Christmas lights?
What do you mean?
Still think it's not worth the trouble?
She smiles and looks down.
I will let you know.
Molly is in her room. She looks around and plugs her phone in. She looks out the window at a tree and Christmas lights and an inflatable snowman. Jared flips through the documents in his room. Text, financial report. Image, it's the Reindeer Lodge. He puts them in the folder and picks up the phone. William sits down on a sofa.
Everything all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. It's just...
How are things working out up there? Any problems?
No.
No, well, not really. It's just this place. It's not just a piece of property, you know?
I understand that. These things can be a bit tricky.
Yeah. Well, and... I've also got myself into a...
bit of a situation here.
What type of situation?
The Reindeer Lodge in the morning. It's snowing. Jared comes out of the front door. Chris sits on the porch.
Hi.
Good morning.
Wow, you sure are up early this morning.
Yeah, well, the wife... gets tired of picking up these wood chips, so I've been banished to the great outdoors.
Any sign of those reindeer yet?
Nothing yet, but you never know. They have a habit of making an appearance when you least expect them.
Chris carves.
Do you think you could show me how to do that?
Sure. Give it a try.
Chris gives him the piece of wood and knife. Molly is on the phone inside.
Please let me know if you have another cancellation. Okay, yes, Merry Christmas to you too. Oh, let me help you.
Thank you.
Penny takes some cookies out of the oven.
So no luck with the airline?
Still no cancellations. They're fully booked until the new year.
Oh, I'm sorry. We sure have enjoyed having you here.
Thank you, Penny. I'm sorry. I am having a nice time. It's just, this isn't how I expected to spend my Christmas.
Well, you can't plan everything. Sometimes the best things in life are the things we weren't expecting at all.
Molly looks out of the window. Jared chops wood in the front yard.
Help me decorate?
Oh, I haven't done this in a long time.
It's like riding a bike. You never really forget.
I'll give it a try.
Molly takes a piping bag.
You know... life is a lot like Christmas.
Oh, yeah? How so?
Well, think about it. We have all these traditions, the Christmas lights, the music, the baking. But every once in a while, something comes along
that surprises us. And who knows, if it fits, it could end up becoming a Christmas tradition, too.
Molly looks out of the window.
You know, Jared has been helping Chris all day out there. I bet he's worked up quite an appetite.
Well, what do you think of this?
Holds up sloppy gingerbread cookie.
I think he'll love it.
Penny gives her a napkin to put the cookie on. Molly goes outside and brings Jared the cookie. Jared chops wood.
Hey.
Hey. So you think we got enough to make it through Christmas?
Maybe I'm enough to get it through till next Christmas.
Here. What's this?
Something to keep your strength up.
Wait, did you make this?
Well, I helped.
This is delicious.
Really?
Yeah. For someone who claims to not like Christmas, you sure make a mean gingerbread man.
Yeah, well, spending my holidays at a place called the Reindeer Lodge, if you had to sink or swim.
Mm-hmm.
Jared nods with a brightness in his eyes.
I better get back to the kitchen. Penny has a baking machine.
Molly?
Yeah.
Molly looks expectantly at him.
No, I just thanks for the cookie.
Greg and Kayla appear. Greg snaps pictures.
Yeah, get closer together.
Oh.
Perfect.
We're going to the woods to look for some reindeer if you want to come.
Come on.
Molly and Jared raise eyebrows.
Folks, I'm sorry, I got some bad news, but we have reindeer problems.
What?
So the reindeer is sick?
Well, it's rare, but it does happen. And reindeer are very sensitive animals, so I think it's best if I keep them quarantined for their own protection.
But we can take one little picture, right?
I'm sorry. I just can't risk it. I'm not even sure you're going to be able to see the reindeer before you leave. Oh,
but that was the whole point of us coming up here. We based the entire book on this.
I understand, and I'm sorry. I really am.
Maybe we could give you some sort of a refund.
Yeah.
That's really sweet, but it's not your fault.
Of course not. It just means we have to rethink things is all.
We'll figure something out.
Jared puts wood into the fireplace.
Molly, it is your turn to ask the Christmas question.
Okay.
Molly takes a piece of paper and reads it.
What does Santa Claus put in the stocking of those who have been naughty?
Coal.
That's right. Here you go.
Greg opens the book on the advent calendar.
A Christmas surprise will come your way.
It already has.
Jared stands up from the fire.
All right. Let's get back some of that Christmas cheer, guys.
Yeah, why don't we put up that tree after all?
It's a wonderful idea.
It is a great idea. Chris, where is it?
It's outside, leaning against the railing.
Which railing?
Next to the back door.
Not anymore.
Everybody looks down.
Oh.
I can't believe you actually chopped up the Christmas tree.
How was I supposed to know? A tree's a tree, right? Not when it's laying up against the house looking all Christmassy, man.
Guys, we've just got to find a pine tree.
Yeah, how hard can it be? The woods are full of them, right?
Okay. What do you say we split off into groups? First group to find a suitable tree, call out, all come together, cut it down, drag it back to the house.
Cool.
Okay.
And I won't burn it.
So rather than taking pictures of reindeer.
The forest by the lodge.
So, you never did tell me what you do for a living.
I work in finance.
Oh, what kind of finance?
Real estate, properties mostly. Actually, I work for my father.
Wait, I thought you said you didn't see your father.
No, I said we weren't close. I see him every day.
Well, do you think that's why you guys aren't close? Because you see each other all the time?
It started before that. I was one of those boarding school kids, barely came home.
Even at Christmas?
Well, I had my own tree in my room, and my dad would send me money for gifts. I'd buy them for myself, and then I'd wrap them up, put them under the tree, and then on Christmas Day, I'd open them up and pretend to be surprised. But, I mean, not every year.
Jared, that is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Actually, I don't know, I kind of liked being alone. Boarding school can be pretty noisy. Maybe that's why this is my favorite time of year. Sometimes at Christmas, it sounds like the whole world's taking a rest. Listen.
Jared nods at her as they stand still in the forest. Molly smiles.
Do you always spend Christmas alone?
Not always. There have been a few, but this one's the first one that I thought I was definitely going to be alone. And I'm not.
Jared walks up to her slowly.
Penny says that sometimes the best things in life are the ones that we aren't expecting at all.
Molly takes a step towards him.
This Christmas is full of surprises.
Molly raises her foot to step forward but trips on a branch and falls onto Jared's chest. They both fall to the ground.
Is this the right time to let you know that I'm glad you got on the wrong plane?
Molly! Jared!
Jared leans in.
On our way!
Then he pulls away. Molly gets up.
Alright.
Molly helps Jared up. They walk to the barn.
Guess Greg found the stables.
Greg leans out from the fence with his camera.
Hey, this is the reindeer.
I'm not gonna bother him. I just need to get one picture.
Hey, come on, man. Leave the reindeer alone. Let's go find a tree.
Hold on. I can almost see it. Wait a minute.
What is it?
Greg!
Greg jumps the fence and goes into the stall.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
He opens the barn from the inside.
I don't see any reindeer.
Because there aren't any. The reindeer lodge has no reindeer. Truth is, we don't know what happened. Whether it was a change in the migration patterns, a change in the weather, whatever it was, one day they just wandered off and never came back.
Didn't you try and look for them?
No, because this is a nature preserve, not a zoo.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that we don't own these animals. They're free to come and go as they choose.
So they left.
But why the big secret? Why not just tell us the truth from the beginning?
Would you have come to a place called the Reindeer Lodge if you weren't going to see any reindeer? The reindeer tours pay our bills. Things have been a little rough this year. I don't mind telling you.
He grimaces.
Look, I apologize to all of you for not being upfront about all this. I hope you know we didn't mean any harm. We really thought they were going to come back. I mean, we really did. They usually do. Anyway, I better go get that tree for Penny.
Chris walks by and shakes his head.
I'll help.
So much for our book.
Greg
takes his hat off. Molly follows after last. The Reindeer Lodge in the morning. Penny reads a letter in the kitchen. Molly walks in. Penny wipes her eyes.
Oh, hello, dear. Can I get you anything?
No, I just wanted to see if you needed any help with the baking.
Oh, no thanks. I'm all cookied out.
Do
Chris tell you? Penny, we're not going to say anything to anyone.
Oh, you're very sweet, dear, but it's not just about that. Penny, I got some bad news in the mail today. I guess we've fallen a bit behind on the bills and things.
Will it help when the reindeer come back?
Afraid that really won't make much difference. People aren't too interested in our reindeer tours these days. Sign of the times, I guess. Why come all the way up here to see a real reindeer when you can just watch them on your phone? I really thought the radio contest might help, but all that did was bring you somewhere you never really wanted to be in the first place.
Molly looks down.
Penny, you're not going to lose your home, are you?
Well, home is just a place, dear. The heart can travel. I do worry about Chris, though. He loves this place, so anyway. You do not need to worry about us. We will be fine. It's Christmas.
Penny rubs Molly's arm. Molly takes the letter and opens it. Text, notice of eviction. Molly's face falls.
Okay, tighten her up and I think we got it.
Back. Uh-huh. And perfect. Looks pretty good, huh?
Looks great.
Jared helps Chris set up the tree. She gestures to him.
Not the last tree they get to see in this house. The company that owns the mortgage on this place is gonna foreclose.
Oh no.
If they don't come up with the money before Christmas Eve, they're gonna lose Reindeer Lodge. Surely there's something that we can do.
Hey, Kayla, what's wrong?
Everything. Okay. Kayla walks past with tears in her eyes. Molly follows her upstairs.
Anything I can do?
Kayla wipes her eyes.
I really thought the two of us coming up here would be a good thing, you know. After the year we had. He just really wanted his book to work out and he's feeling like a failure. We just had a really big fight.
You know, I'm not really an expert at this sort of thing.
Jared stands at the staircase.
I've watched you guys together. You're crazy about each other. Do you know how rare that is? People go their whole lives looking for what you guys have. I know you've only been married a year, but it's not like Christmas lights. Put all that work in for a few weeks of twinkle just to shut it down January 1st. You guys are in this for the long run.
Jared listens.
What you guys have got is special. We need to treasure it.
Kayla nods through tears.
If I ever find what you and Greg have, I'm gonna spend the rest of my life doing everything in my power to keep those lights on.
Kayla smiles.
Yeah, come here.
They hug. Jared looks down and raises his eyebrows with a smile. He walks off. Penny puts an ornament on the tree.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. These are our Christmas treasures. Each one is a gift from someone who spent the holiday with us. This one is from the Carters. They had two small children and a great big dog who used to come in from the snow and shake all over the carpet.
May I help?
Oh, I would love for you to.
What about this one?
Oh, that's from the Marshall family. Mr. Marshall was a cellist and he played the most beautiful music in this room on Christmas Eve.
A star.
How about this one?
Ah, that's Mrs. Worthington.
She brought her young daughter, who was an actress, who recited The Night Before Christmas in front of that fireplace. She knew it all by heart.
Kayla walks into the room.
Can I help?
Yeah. Oh, of course, Kayla. Just go grab one you like.
Molly nods at Jared. Kayla grabs an ornament. Greg walks in and hugs her from behind.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
You want to do this again?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. We found a reindeer thing.
Sure.
Reindeer ornament. Penny puts the star on the top. She gets down from the bench.
All right, everybody ready? One, two, three.
Chris plugs it in.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you, everybody. Oh, it's just so beautiful this year.
That's Christmas.
The lights turn on.
Everything's gonna be just fine.
Greg and Kayla smile at Molly and Jared. Molly and Jared look at each other at different moments. The lodge at night. Jared carves a piece of wood on the porch. He hides it as Molly opens the front door.
Hey.
Hey. I was just out here grabbing some wood for the fire.
Oh, let me help.
Okay.
You know, I wish there was something we could do for Chris and Penny.
Yeah, I know, but business is business, right?
No. It's not just a business, Jared. It's a tradition, and it's Christmas. I mean, we can't let anything happen to Reindeer Lodge. It would just be wrong.
Jared pauses and stares at her.
What?
Nothing. I like looking at you when you talk like this.
Like what?
She frowns.
I just didn't expect to see you get so excited about Christmas.
Well, I just think there's something special about this place.
His eyes flickers.
A reindeer?
That too. Oh, I have an idea.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Can you cook?
He raises his eyebrows.
Kinda.
Molly looks at a piece of paper.
Can you read Penny's writing?
It's either cranberries or Ecuador. I'd go with cranberries. Have you ever made one of these Christmas dinners before?
No. And I just feel like everybody could use the break right now. Especially Penny, you know? I mean, besides, everyone does this. How hard could it be?
Jared puts something in cart that Molly removed.
You're really getting into this whole Christmas thing, huh?
Reindeer Lodge, is that place still in business?
Sure is.
Let me guess, it was a family tradition.
I haven't been there since I was a kid, but I remember we used to go every year. I mean, where else can you find reindeer?
Yeah, where else?
Where else?
At the checkout counter, they pour a hot drink in a cafe. Jared brings the mugs over. Molly sits at the table on her computer.
Canada.
Really?
Northern Quebec, to be exact. There's a reindeer preserve up there that has an overpopulation problem.
You're really considering contacting these people?
Oh, I already did. They know the situation, and they're willing to help us.
Jared squints her eyes at her.
Okay. Beyond everything else, though, have you considered how expensive something like this is going to be? You're talking about relocating an entire herd of reindeer.
I know. We're going to need some help.
The reindeer lodge in Christmas light at night. Penny sits at the head of a long banquet table.
Oh, boy, that smells wonderful.
Oh, looks delicious.
I don't think we've ever had our guests make their own Christmas dinner.
Gosh, Molly, I don't know. Northern Quebec is a long way away.
Yeah, even if we could afford it, I don't think Santa Claus himself could deliver a herd of reindeer by Christmas Eve.
No, but I think that if the people in town knew what was happening, they would want to help save Reindeer Lodge.
Molly's right.
You know, your lodge is a tradition in this town. We just need to remind people how important it is.
Penny smiles.
What if we had some sort of fundraiser?
Like an auction.
That's a good idea.
It is a good idea, but it's just one problem. We don't have anything to auction off.
Greg raises his eyebrows and smiles.
Actually, we do.
Jared squints his eyes. The woman from the clothes shop puts up a sign in shop that reads, Save Reindeer Lodge, Christmas Party and Silent Auction. The gift shop owner holds up a picture of a snow-covered building to Greg and Kayla. Penny puts the finishing touches on a wreath and adds it to a large pile on the kitchen counter. Jared and Chris make picture frames out of wood on the porch. Jenny wheels in a wheelbarrow of flowers into the barn. Chris holds up white decorated Christmas trees outside of the barn. Jared pulls out Christmas lights from a box. Molly wraps them around a pole. They turn on. She smiles. Penny gives directions to Jared and Greg on where to put the wreath over the barn door. A toy train completes its circuit around the Christmas tree. Penny brings in mugs of hot drinks. Everybody is asleep on the couches in the living room. The lit lodge at night. A man staples the auction sign to a tree. William pulls up in his car and rolls down his window.
Excuse me, can you help me find the reindeer lodge?
Chris carries in a speaker to the barn. Jared and Molly sweep the floor.
Used to use this to play music for the reindeer at night. Thought it might come in handy for the party.
You used to play the reindeer music?
Oh, yeah. They were very partial to this one.
He presses play on the machine.
Excuse me. Duty calls.
I'll be right back.
Hey, Jared?
Yeah.
Do you think this is gonna work?
I don't know. But I do know that we've done our best.
They approach each other and start to dance.
Okay.
You heard anything from the airline?
You know what's funny? I have lost all desire to travel this holiday season.
She laughs.
Yeah.
Did you mean what you said to Kayla?
You heard that?
Well, I didn't mean to, but yeah, a little. A lot. I heard all of it.
They dance.
Mm. Sounds like you want to land on Santa's naughty list.
Oh, really?
Mm. He really frowns on eavesdropping.
Well, I didn't think of it as eavesdropping. I thought of it more as research.
Oh. Well, in that case, I meant every word I said. So how was that research?
Jared looks at her.
You know, I think I could use a little bit more studying.
Chris stands in the doorway.
That didn't take long at all.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but this gentleman wants to look around the property. His company owns the deed to the lodge.
I apologize for the intrusion.
So many surprises this Christmas.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't Jared tell you I was coming?
Jared puts hand in pocket.
You guys know each other?
Molly Clark. Let me introduce you to the president of Davis Investment Corporation, William Davis, my father.
Molly gives him a look. Jared forces a smile and looks down. Molly stomps off through the snow.
Molly,
Wait, let me explain.
It's a little late for that.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
Really? Then why did you lie to me?
I didn't. Not exactly. Look, I told you I worked for my father's corporation.
Yes, and you conveniently left out the rest.
What was I supposed to say? Oh, you want a trip? I'm here to foreclose on two sweet old people in their reindeer ranch.
No, but I would have appreciated the truth.
I know. And I'm sorry. This is the first Christmas that's meant something to me. I didn't want to lose that. Or you.
She turns to look at him.
Oh, Molly, there's a phone call for you.
Penny holds out the phone to Molly. She takes it with excitement.
Hello? Uh-huh. You do? 130, flight 1711. Thank you. Thanks.
They found you a seat.
Yeah, there's a cancellation on tomorrow's flight to Chicago.
Oh, well, good.
Well, don't worry, I'm still going to be here tonight to help with the auction.
Oh, it's not that, dear. It's just... Well, we've enjoyed having you here, and... You're going to miss Christmas.
Molly gives Penny a hug.
Maybe it's for the best. I think I've had about all the Christmas I need this year.
Jared looks down at the floor.
Smells great in here.
Jared.
Can I have a word with you?
Not a good time, William.
Jared walks past William and opens the front door.
You know, all the Christmases you missed in my life, why'd you have to show up at this one?
He closes the door. William stands there with his mouth open. Chris stands behind William and forces a smile. Molly packs her suitcase in her room.
Come in.
Hi.
Yes?
Sit me, please. Greg's in the stables rearranging the photos for like the 100th time. You'd think this is our first public show, which it is.
You guys are great. You take wonderful pictures together.
Thank you. Penny told me that you got a flight for tomorrow. I can't believe you're actually going to leave.
Yeah, it's been fun, but time to get back to the real world.
What about Jared?
What about him? He's not part of that.
Molly, you stopped me from making the biggest mistake of my life. I'm going to return the favor.
I appreciate what you're about to say, but...
But nothing. Jared made a mistake. Okay. But Christmas, it's a time for forgiveness, you know?
I told you, I'm not a relationship person.
Exactly. Which is why you're not an expert on this one.
Molly stands there speechless and shakes her head. She hugs her clothes to herself. Kayla sits at a table outside of the barn. A sign reads, Christmas in Jamaica. The lights are lit and the others are inside. Penny and Chris sit at a table with cookies and cider. They throw up their arms. Greg adjusts the image he got from the shop owner. It's in the frame Jared made. Jared walks in.
It's still early.
The poster said 7 o'clock. It's almost 8.
William rubs his hands together in the cold.
Thank you.
Obviously, people have something better to do 2 days before Christmas.
William enters.
Good evening. I got a little early.
Well, this must make both of you very happy. This time tomorrow night, Reindeer Lodge will be all yours. Now step outside. It's a little stuffy in here.
Molly.
Jared, could we have that word now?
Not right now, William. Please.
William looks down. Penny appears with cookies on a platter.
Hello. Would you like a cookie?
He takes one.
Sure. Thank you.
Molly, could we...
Hey! Oh. Hey! I was just telling Molly and Kaylee here why we're all so late. Mrs. Elliott's cows got out and blocked the main highway. Nobody could pass. We all had to take the side road. Just about the whole town's on the way. You know, everybody just loves this place. Around here, you could say that the Reindeer Lodge has been a real...
tradition.
Sure has. I'll see you all inside.
People come streaming up the path. Jared and Molly smile as people walk by.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Can't wait to see how it all ends up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Be in touch.
Thank you. Appreciate you coming.
Jared walks up to Molly.
Congratulations. Great party.
Yeah. Greg and Kayla's photographs are selling for 10 times more than we expected. If it stays like this, Ranger Lodge will have a very bright future.
Thanks to you. You really leaving tomorrow?
Yeah. I have to get back to work. It's where I belong.
I thought you weren't sure about that. What if you belong here? With me?
Molly shakes her head.
Well, the thing about my business is, there are no unexpected surprises.
Molly, I wanted to tell you the truth. I did. It's just, by the time I built up my courage to do it, I realized I was falling for you.
Really sorry, Jared. I gotta go.
Molly walks quickly past William, who is talking with Kayla. William looks at Molly and frowns. There's a full moon.
Merry Christmas, you guys. Thank you.
William holds a number of auction pictures under his arm. Jared leans against a fence post and carves a figure. William comes up to him.
You know, your grandfather used to do that. Sit and whittle for hours. Drove your grandmother crazy.
Sorry you wasted your time coming up here.
What do you mean?
Tonight was pretty successful. Looks like Penny and Chris will be able to keep the lodge running for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. I didn't come up here for business. I knew you'd be able to handle it just fine, whatever the outcome.
Why are you here?
I came up here to see you.
Hey, you see me every day at the office.
We pass each other in the hallways and barely say hello. All of our conversations involve either contracts we're writing or contracts we're signing.
Well, that's how you wanted it.
I know. But I also know that's my fault.
Jared turns to him.
Listen, Jared, I'm going to be retiring this year, and I'm trying to get a few things straight in my life. And one of those things is you and me.
William hands him a document.
It says for... I know I'll never be able to make up all those years to you. But... to me, that's just a figure on a balance sheet. But to all these people up here tonight, it's obviously much more than that.
It's a part of the town. It's they love it. I've only been here a little while. I can tell why.
Well, I knew you had something else on your mind. I could hear it in your voice on the phone.
Jared cocks his head and smiles.
I should get back to Chicago. But, let's not let another year go by without making time for family. Merry Christmas, son.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
They shake hands. William smiles and leaves. The lodge in the morning light. Molly reaches the bottom of the stairs with her suitcase.
Are you sure? All right. I'll take it out to the cab for you.
Penny gives her a red gift bag.
Put in a few extra gingerbread men. You never know about that airline food.
Thank you, Penny.
No. Thank you for all you've done. Without you, I... Well...
Well, there's only one door left.
Don't you have a question?
I could, but I think you already know the answer. Oh.
Well, I'll save it for later, then.
Aren't you gonna say goodbye to Jared?
Molly looks up the staircase.
We've already said our goodbyes.
Penny looks up, too.
Merry Christmas. Hey.
Merry Christmas. Penny and Chris wave as a car leaves from in front of the lodge. The driver talks to Molly.
Traveling on Christmas Eve, huh? Be going to meet someone special.
No, I'm just on my way home.
Molly unfurls the wrapping of a chocolate from the advent calendar. She reads the message.
This Christmas gift is love.
Beg your pardon?
Never mind.
Molly eats the chocolate and stares into the middle distance. A small plane pulls up on the runway at the airport. Molly waits at the ticket counter on her phone.
Hi, Mr. Roberts. It's Molly Clark from Manchester Software. We spoke last week about the proposal. Well, I know it's Christmas Eve, but... No, I do have a life. Not a problem. We can speak after the holidays. Okay, bye.
The agent at the ticket counter gestures for Molly to approach.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you traveling to?
Chicago.
Last name?
Clark. Molly Clark.
Okay, right. Here you are. Picture ID. Passport, driver's license.
Oh, yes, of course. You really like your Christmas decoration.
I haven't really noticed. We've been busy this week.
Molly looks down at her luggage and stops. She slowly reaches into the pocket on the side and pulls out a carved reindeer. She stares down at it.
I need it if you're planning to travel today. Miss?
Molly turns to her. Back at the reindeer lodge at night. Document. Text. Vermont gift deed.
I don't understand.
It's yours. My father gave it to me, and I'm giving it to you. I'll set it up as a permanent trust, so it'll be yours and this town's forever.
Kayla puts her hand on her chest and closes her eyes.
Jared.
Jared.
Penny stands up.
I don't know what to say.
It's Christmas.
Thank you.
Chris shakes Jared's hand.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas, Jared.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
Oh. Wow.
Chris sits down on the couch with the document.
I'm gonna go get some logs for the fire.
Wow.
Jared leaves the front door and puts his hands in his pocket.
Thank you.
Jared leans against a tree and looks at the forest. Molly appears behind him on the sidewalk with her suitcase.
Sounds like the whole world's taking a rest.
She walks up to him.
I found this in my bag.
Holds up the ornament.
I didn't know what else to do. Except say I'm sorry. I didn't mean to lie to you.
I'm sorry, too. I shouldn't have ran away. I was afraid.
Of what?
Of this, of us, taking a chance. I really didn't expect my Christmas to be like this.
Well, we're even then. Because I didn't expect to ever see you again. And you're here. So what happened? You get on the wrong plane again?
No. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Molly hugs Jared. She opens her eyes and looks off into the distance. Her eyes widen in awe. Jared looks too and his jaw drops. Numerous reindeer appear in a clearing in the woods lit by street lamps. Molly and Jared rush into the reindeer lodge.
Hey, everyone!
We found reindeer.
What? Where? They're in the woods. There's like 5 or 6 of them.
Actually, 8.
You already knew?
Yes, isn't it lovely? You know, they say that a reindeer is the symbol of true love.
Penny pauses and turns around to face them.
You know, we were afraid they might not come. That it would take some sort of Christmas magic. But I think you all brought that. You brought your love. Young love and new love. I think true love brought the reindeer.
We have to tell Chris.
Oh, Chris knows.
Molly gives Jared a knowing look. They step outside through the front door. Jared gestures for them to follow after him. Chris and Penny stand among the reindeer. The others crouch an inch nearer. Greg takes out his camera and snaps pictures. Jared turns to Molly.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She grabs him by the jacket and pulls him in for a kiss. Jared leans in and they kiss. Greg smiles with Kayla and rests his forehead on hers. Jared and Molly continue to kiss. A shooting star darts across the sky above them over the reindeer lodge.